How much kind of did they get for it? But I heard that.
I'm going to, well, to
Yeah, the deep
restart the
breath.
meeting first. There's a phone number here, but they have to identify themselves. Open the meeting and then I'll admit.
Okay, we're going to open the meeting of the Board of Civil Authority.
Board of Abatement.
Board of Abatement. Sorry about that.
You do.
Well, no.
I'm reading the wrong paper. That's fine.
At
5:34.
okay, let me admit this person and then make sure we can. I just admitted 802-222-1193. Could you identify yourself? Could you
Hello?
identify?
This is Donna Dezukis.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Kathy, so you opened the meeting.
Okay. Should we go right by here?
Yeah, I think for that,
Okay.
yes.
Calling meeting order. Are there any additions to the agenda?
No, because
Nothing.
you're here, you're our chair, so.
No additions. Okay. We are going to, are we approving the minutes of March 27th, 23 meeting?
And I had sent those out. Miriam was here, David.
I wasn't present.
John, you were here. That was the abatement hearing. Sure. So if somebody can motion, Elaine will motion to accept the minutes of March 27, 2023.
A second.
Motion.
All those in favor who were present, if you weren't present, I guess.
2023.
Yes, we haven't had an abatement meeting since. Elaine, John's
Oh, I must have been
second.
there.
We have, yes.
I accept.
Okay.
They're good. 23, I can't remember.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Okay, so just to let you know, this is tape recorded. That's part of the procedure, and so we can go over it after. You'll have 15 minutes that they may ask you your questions. He did submit his paperwork.
Okay. First step would be Douglas Mott.
Yep.
And that is parcel ID 205-1044. And that is 1044 Vermont Route 5A, the Charlie Carter property.
Yes.
Everyone have the paperwork for the
I don't see
send
that
out?
everybody does, but
I did. I don't have it on me, but I've read it.
Carmen, you cannot actually participate,
Okay.
just so
Okay.
you're aware. Okay. Should we have them do the oath? I can administer it if you.
Okay, Doug, yeah, has to take an oath.
Sure.
Under pains and penalties of perjury, do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone present, or board members that have a conflict of interest? Has had any conversations with Doug about this case? No one? Do you have any questions on how the hearing will proceed?
Not really many, but not really.
Just go along with the flow.
Yeah, it's all. new to me.
Okay. Now is the time you could present any verbal or documentary evidence that you have to support your abatement request.
Meaning.
Any evidence that you have to support your paper that you filled out for the request for abatement?
I don't have anything.
Should we first the stat so when you checked off the statutory abatement, he had checked because there are seven reasons we could abate, and Doug had checked off taxes or charges of persons who have died insolvent, or taxes or charges of persons who are unable to pay their taxes, charges, interest, or collection fees. So you presented financial disclosures. I just would like, Mary, could you take the oath actually and explain the tax bill is in Charles Carter's?
Yep.
Same as his.
Yeah, it was the attorney
Yeah.
that suggested I do this.
Yes. So we're just.
I wouldn't have a clue of what to do.
Okay. And we're just because the tax bill says Charles Carter, she's the lister, and we just want her to explain.
See, I was under the impression that, wait, is the house not in my name?
And that's what.
Yeah, we'll get into
Well, she'll
that.
explain it, but she has to.
Right.
We'll get into that. She just has to take the oath. Mary, under the pains and penalties of perjury, do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give and the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so the property, which we identify as 205 F 1044, the Carter property.
Right.
When we send out taxes, we send them out with the assessment as of April 1st. So whoever name is on it,
Right.
April 1st,
Right.
they get the taxes and they're responsible for the tax bill.
Okay.
So that's why it went out on his name. And then when did he
He passed away.
when did he pass away?
January 20th.
January. But the transfer wasn't made from him to you before April 1st, right?
Yes, it was.
It was in legally,
Oh, yes.
like I didn't get a
It
deed
was the
yet.
late life estate.
It was a life estate.
Yes.
Oh, so we didn't record it, and actually we were wrong. We should have recorded that. It's before April 1st.
That was
Correct.
made on February 18th, 2023.
Oh.
It should have been recorded in the town records so that when he passed, it automatically got billed to
Right. It
Doug.
would. It
It
should have
was in
been. It should have
January.
been billed to. And I can change that. Well,
It.
I can't. I can't change that. I cannot change the tax bill now. But I can change the record so that if somebody went back and looked, his name would be on the tax bill.
So can we move forward?
Yes.
Okay. With Dougie's situation.
Yep.
Okay, because in effect.
We actually can't move forward with what he checked off because it says this application, the top one that he checked two. The top one says he died insolvent, which this is for
I
you
don't
and you're still
understand what that
alive.
means.
It means you died without any assets.
I don't think,
Okay,
yeah, he.
I didn't understand that because he has assets. Everything's in probate right now. And I
Right,
don't
and you
know.
filled this out in your name. So even though the bill is in Charles's name,
Okay.
you sent this on your information, not Charles' information.
Okay. So I gotta kind of do things over
So
again a little
I
bit.
guess we would go with taxes or charges of persons who are unable to pay their taxes.
That'd be me.
That would be you, and not go with the insolvent. Because that would relate to
Charlie.
Charles, and that's not true.
Right. It's Charlie. Everything's in probate right now, and I don't know how anything is going. The lawyer is kind of slow, but that's how probate is.
Because you can't speak for Charlie because you're not his fiduciary.
Right?
You're not his power of attorney.
No, he tried to make me that a long time ago. And long story short, his lawyer refused to do it.
So
What with other things?
I guess our first question is, we're moving forward with Doug as the, okay. So he's saying he can't pay the taxes. And I guess my question would be why? You gave us financial disclosure.
I'm disabled. I only had to make 580, 598 a month. I'm supposed to be getting more than that, but there's some confusion with them, and they change things, and they're
Well, what we have now is the situation
right.
right now.
And you said everything's in probate. How will you pay future taxes? I guess that what's.
It's a large sum. Charlie was not poor by any means of the word.
But was. Oh. Oh,
I don't
Will.
know how much to.
But it's all, everything is up in the air. It's not looking promising for me at all, period. And last thing I want to do is sell the house. That's the last thing I want to do. But if I have to, I have to, you know. That's what it is.
Okay.
So you retain ownership in 23. You knew you re had ownership on debt.
He died in January of this year.
I know, but
It was a
he
life estate, so
life estate from was from February 23.
in a life estate, the property doesn't transfer to the.
No, I know that. I'm just asking him if he was aware in
Oh,
23
okay.
that he was gonna inherit the property.
Yeah, it was already signed over to me.
Did you have any plans on?
My primary concern at that point was, you know, to take care of Charlie. What he told me is that I wouldn't have to because there was a will put out with done in with my name on it. And come to find out that that's was not the case, that that will was shredded. And the will it was put, Charlie had no idea that it went all to his attorney. When Charlie found that out, he called him up, had this house signed over to me, and
So moving forward, you
I
just don't have any idea how you're going to
had no
pay.
idea that, you know, of what was going to transpire. I didn't, how was he supposed to know?
So everything's in probate right now because the will that you thought existed, did you?
Yep. And the lawyer did say there's 1,001 red flags.
Okay.
Have a question.
Do any other board members have a question?
Been difficult. That's who wants
I think you've
pretty
given a
difficult
pretty good scenario right
scenario.
now.
Yeah,
I
what's
mean,
going
I'm
on?
sitting here on the hip, and
Well, there was a
what I look at it as a mess.
notice in the paper.
What didn't do there, didn't proper, they didn't do the paperwork. And
See, that's it. If Charlie had faith in him, and he should never have. That's the
There was
problem.
a notice in the paper that any creditors in 619 of 25, there was a publication in the Chronicle that said anyone, any creditors that had anything going forward could submit. He has 4 months, so October
Who
19th.
put that in the paper?
The attorney.
The attorney.
Yeah, so really, probate's
Yes.
supposed to settle any of
No,
it.
I
Might be
understand.
that because I don't,
But
you
if it's
don't
in
need
your
a.
name, that if it was no longer in Charlie's name, it wouldn't affect him, but it
Yeah, well, no. Can
only that.
I read that? Because I did not read anything pertaining to anything that was in.
I can give it to you,
I
Pat.
don't get the.
Yep, we
I
need
don't
you.
usually have the paper.
Which attorney? I guess that's my question.
That would be Vaughn.
Vaughn Como.
Carmel, yeah.
Annisburg.
Catherine.
Yep.
Actually, the Mr. Carter would have been responsible for the taxes up to January.
up until
Get up
it was recorded. Yeah. Okay, so you're on the hook. That's not him, so it wouldn't affect you. It's
Well, he's still responsible as in the eyes of the law.
no.
He's responsible for that.
No.
But
he is or Charles.
he is, but however, okay, say that it was sold in January. Basically, the deed passed over to him in January. So the person who owned the property would be responsible for the taxes up until the deed exchange came.
So,
So
is the town responsible for
they were
going
up.
after probate or going?
That's my question. That's why I asked her. Yeah. So taxes were paid in full prior to. I know that.
Yeah, because it cost 7,000 for the transfer.
They were paid last year.
Yeah, I think
So
yeah, we took care of
I guess that would. So we
that.
will.
Well, we took care of that immediately when it was a transfer, pay a fee, and it was $7,000 a little over.
Transfer fee.
Yeah,
Yeah, a
that's
property
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 transfer.
transfer. Oh,
PTT,
PTT.
yeah,
Yeah.
transfer cost.
Yeah.
So you've paid that
So, of course.
to
But
the attorney.
that's not the real estate.
I
Yes, I
know,
got a
but why
question.
do you do that when we didn't get a deed?
Yeah, no, you, yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, so
That
something.
property tax
I got a
transfer, but
question.
there is a death tax, sorry.
Do you have an attorney?
Don't know how good he is, but yeah.
Who's that?
Bond.
Who?
He has
On
the same
here.
attorney as Charlie.
No, Charlie didn't have an attorney. He retired, so to speak.
I have a certificate of appointment of fiduciary to Charles Carter made by the probate judge in Newport on 5/3/25, and says Vaughn Como Esquire is Charles' attorney
Now, yes, I did that,
as of
but it
May
was supposed
3rd.
to be my attorney, not that. That's why he's doing some things that aren't
He's
quite
settling his
right.
estate for you.
Yes, but I'm confused by some of the, but I'm
So we may have to look into this
I
more, I
thought
think.
that,
Yeah, I think
yeah.
it needs a little bit further
Yeah.
investigation.
Sketchy stuff going
Make
on.
sure we're doing the right thing.
So
So I'm just trying to do the best I can. My whole thing the past, you know, this over 20 years was taking care of Charlie, making sure he was good at home.
Thanks a lot for that.
So your reason for being here is just to get the whole tax bill abated if it comes to that?
I'm kind of, sort of, and I'm totally confused. Learning something new in a way that. Experience it and
So,
it was
for lack of
and I had a
clarity,
friend of mine who was a retired lawyer, and he was the one that had mentioned about abatement and homesteading and all that, which is confusing,
So yeah, there's a meeting at 6, but so should we recess and we'll reconvene? We have there's no time, there's no deadline. They suggest 30 days.
I'm a little
Yeah.
aware of all this kind of stuff, but I do some of it.
Yeah, that's a mess.
Yeah.
We should recess this until we get some information.
Okay.
With the building and Charlie's name, we actually not sure if we can even be talking to you about it because you're not his power of attorney. And it isn't his name, it hadn't been transferred, so.
It should have been
It
though,
should have, but it
and we'll
wasn't.
have to
So
figure out how
make
to.
sure
Yeah.
everything's legal and we're doing the right thing. We need to get more
Well,
information.
a little bit of me is thinking I'm gonna lose my house. that somehow, some way, somebody's going to say, get out. And I'm like, I'm God, I need.
So and that's a separate issue.
Needs, but we all say taxes unless we come for the process that you're coming for. We just need more information to make sure we're doing the right thing.
Well, it's only this.
I'm just going to look and see.
Okay, so should we recess the whole meeting? There's two other smaller things, but given the factor of time,
we should recess.
Do we have to set another meeting right now, or
no?
Okay,
recess
the meeting and come back with another.
Have to have another time.
I have to stick another.
So, I just looked up the status, and because it's a life estate, it's listed as Charles Carter, life estate of Douglas Mall. So if this is his property, and it is in his, it is in his name, essentially. So there's no basically distinction. When you get a life estate, it's yours.
We just have to make sure we're doing the right thing because it is. The bill was never transferred.
Right. No, you don't need a transfer. You don't need a new deed. It says right in the deed, this is a life estate. So basically, it's just up to the listers
to change.
To change the info.
Oh, well, I didn't have to be in the 7,000.
We don't know. That's not our issue.
I'll be like.
Well, so
we're gonna recess and get back to you with a new time and date. I think we need some more information, even though we knew from the listers that is definitely your property, and we can talk to you about it. We just need to know more information to clarify with this potential, possibility of a tax payment. We need to do a little bit more research and find out we're doing everything right for you. Because we don't want to do something and then it's the lawyer says something different.
Right.
And if there is the smallest possibility that probate can be taken care of for you, well, then that's a possibility as
well. Well, that's a side thing. And one of the things I was confused about is everything in the house, is the house and everything in it is mine. And I found a bunch of bonds and stocks. And Vaughn put them in Charlie's account instead of.
And that's all. That isn't for the Board of Abatement. Yeah.
Actually, that's private.
Yes.
It's not information we want to know from what you put on this paper.
So do we have to end the meeting or just recess it?
Recess the meeting.
Recess it, but you also have to have a time. If you recess, you have to have a date and time.
So do we do before the next select board meeting, but an hour? Like 5 o'clock? October 20th. Will that? And then if we have to change, we can always.
Yeah.
Yes, but for right now, we're recessing.
Go ahead. Really nice guy. He's very meticulous, so you expect him to be a little slow.
October 20th.
You know, he's very meticulous. And
at 5 p.m.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of it.
So go ahead and
appointment.
We'll look at it and see.
We'll look at it.
Look at the date.
All right.
I don't know.
So we need to make a motion to
do we have to table the other two items first?
Huh?
Do we have there's two other items on there? Should we?
Is she here?
No, these are just written. The other ones are too written.
You mean for the next meeting? Okay.
Yes, so table them today. So I'll make a motion to table the hearing requested by Annette Peronto concerning a mobile home, to table that item as well as the tax collector request to allow an abatement of a small amount due, to table that request.
Okay.
Till the next meeting. So do we have a second?
Second.
Oh, well, yeah, then afterward.
All in favor.
Aye.
That was your word.
All in favor. Aye. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
So then a motion. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm going to make a motion to recess.
Yes.
To recess, not adjourn.
Correct.
I'm going to make a motion to recess the meeting until October 20th at 5 p.m. for Deb's case and the rest of the agenda that's been taken.
This is your amendment.
Okay, so for right now, you.
You have to second it, yes.
No, second.
Okay.
Aye. So the meeting is ended. I'm stopping recording.